Rockdale, Texas was chosen as a site for what some describe as the largest Bitcoin mine in the country. That's where rows of computers calculate complex equations for virtual currency. TPR tech reporter Paul Flaff tells us about a town of 5,600 people that's no stranger to booms and busts.
In 1952, the Saturday Evening Post ran a story entitled "The Town Where It Rains Money" about Rockdale, Texas. But just 2 years prior, the Central Texas town's future was uncertain. Its coal mine had closed. So how did it go from being on the ropes to awash in cash?
This is aluminum.
The Aluminum Company of America moved to town. It found the area's plentiful lignite coal could power their aluminum smelting. The Texas State Historical Association estimates 300,000 tons of the cheap, dirty stuff was burned in the company's power plant each year.
Our smelting works are located at Alcoa, Tennessee, Point Comfort, and Rockdale, Texas.
The company invested $100 million. That's the equivalent of $951 million today. But after years of depressed aluminum prices, Alcoa pulled out in 2008. They sold the plant, laid off 850 people, and transferred many more.
It is closing the Sandow 4 and 5 plants just southwest of Rockdale. That's in Milam County.
Last year, that power plant that had been limping along since closed.
In all, 450 people will lose their
Between the smelter and the plant, 1,700 jobs were gone.
It made a hit on Rockdale. It hit us hard.
Charles Miles owns Miles Styles in downtown Rockdale, a barber shop surrounded by more than a few empty storefronts with for rent signs.
Well, you know, you lose people, you lose income, you lose tax base, you lose a lot.
He's lived here all his life and is on the school board for the district his six children attend. Miles says the area may be turning a corner, though.
They say history repeats itself.
He's talking about this summer's announcement that a Chinese-owned cryptocurrency company, Bitmain, is moving into the old Alcoa smelter, bringing 400 jobs and $500 million in investment for a Bitcoin mine.
The town just still ain't recovered, I don't think.
Vincent Sorrells looks on as Miles cuts a man's hair. He was a crane operator at Alcoa before he got laid off. He went back to school to become a barber. That isn't working out how he thought.
It still ain't picked up enough of me. So Bitcoin coming here just might bring people. You know, that way I ain't got to depend on a walk-in. I mean, I can't pay the bills, you know, one cut a day.
Despite his hopes and optimism, Sorrells, like many others here, doesn't really know what Bitmain does.
No, sir, I don't. I mean, people come in and ask. I'm like, I never heard of it. I looked it up online even. I still couldn't get a grasp of it.
Jeffrey Stearns is an executive vice president for Bitmain.
Yeah, conceptually, it's very similar to a data center.
He says Bitmain hasn't decided how the location will be used completely yet, despite others at the company describing it as, quote, the largest Bitmine in the country, with 300,000 servers. Bitmain is a massive player in Bitmining, and one report said they had 85% of the market for the hardware that makes it possible. Whatever they end up building, the one thing they know is it will need lots of energy.
Energy availability is one of the primary considerations.
And he said they can get that cheap available electricity in Rockdale. Towns across the country have clashed with bit mining operations over driving up energy prices. Some towns go so far as banning the companies. Rockdale City Manager Chris Whitaker says he doesn't know what impact it will have on energy prices, but he's focused on the positives of the deal, like Bitmain committing to hiring locally as much as it can.
So it's huge. It's a morale thing. It's a job thing. You know, so now we're getting an industry that's state of the art. It's cutting edge.
It's not make or break for Rockdale, says Whitaker, but it will go a long way towards changing the town's trajectory.
Chris, did his dad work at Alcoa?
Back at Miles Styles, Edward May is getting his hair cut. For him, it's now about the company delivering on the town's hopes.
Can they actually do it? Because it's been said before, and then, you know, things just burst. Things go up in flames and just don't last long. It's pretty much about can they prove themselves when they do come.
Taking a town where it once rained money and turning it into one where they mine it. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.